The April 23 ordinary meeting of Junee Shire Council. I'll open by acknowledging the Wiradjuri people, who are the traditional custodians of the land on which we're holding this meeting. I'd like to also pay my respects to their elders past, present, and extend that respect to other community members present. In accordance with the Council's Code of Meeting Practice, this Council meeting is being recorded and will be placed on Council's webpage for public information. All present at the meeting are reminded that by speaking you are agreeing to your view and comments being recorded and published. I would also like to remind councillors and staff that during all our discussions and deliberations, we should be respectful and mindful of others present. We should at all times listen without interrupting and use words that do not personalise an individual, nor should they be offensive in any way. Whilst discussion, debate and an open mind is encouraged, please let us all keep our discussions productive, civil and inclusive. Junee Shire Council accepts no liability or for any defamatory or offensive remarks or gestures during this Council meeting. I swear that I will undertake the duties of the Office of Councillor in the best interests of the people of Junee and the Junee Shire Council, and that I will faithfully and impartially carry out the functions, powers, authorities and discretions vested in me under the Local Government Act 1993 or any other act to the best of my ability and judgement. Now we have an apology from Councillor Callow. Councillor Knight, I believe, has moved it, and I think Councillor Halliburton, did you have your hand up on that one? Councillor second it. All those in favour, those against, declare it carried. I believe Councillor Austin is on his way, so we'll just wait for him to arrive. We won't wait, actually. All right. Somebody like to move confirmation of the minutes of the March meeting, please?
I'll do that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Carter, Councillor Cook, all those in favour, those against, I'll declare that carried. Okay, we'll move to item one, which is related to the credit card guidelines and policy. Councillor Halliburton, you moving that one? Councillor yes. Asmus is seconding. Any discussion? I'll put that. Those in favour, those against, I'll declare that carried. Item two, the independent report into the delivery of the Inland Rail Program. Interesting update. In summary, I thought, somebody want to move that? Councillor Cook and second to Councillor Asmus. Some discussion. Councillor Clinton.
Look, this is like any of these sorts of reviews that are done. Some people have gone to a lot of trouble to write some very interesting and logical and comprehensive comments. And at the end of the day, there are sort of 142 submissions put in, and they are just not going to do anything about any of them because they've made up their mind and are going to do it their way. I'm sorry for the people that spent their time, including Councillor Carter, writing in, but they're just not going to listen. So I would express my disappointment with the whole process. And you've got the Australian government response to it, and they've gone to, you know, like another large section of the southeast rainforest chopped down, and it's just not going to achieve anything, I think. But then maybe I'm very jaded with my experience of dealing with these processes in the past.
Comes with age, I think, Councillor Clinton, doesn't it? Jading. Yes. Any other comments or questions?
Yeah, just probably comment that it's a very top-heavy report. I've dealt with the upper echelons of management in this report and haven't given much consideration at all to the people that's being affected by the program of Inland Rail. Mm-hmm. So they're more worried about their management at the top level, and probably that's where it has gone wrong. It probably needs fixing up, but still they haven't given any consideration to the bottom end of the scale in this report.
Thank you, Councillor Carter.
My feelings.
All right. No further comments. I'll put that recommendation, those in favour, those against, I'll declare that carried. I did forget or miss the declarations of interest, so with your forbearance, we'll just ask if anyone, there are any declarations? Yeah, okay. No declarations. Thank you very much, councillors.
Mr. Mayor, while we're on item two.
Yes.
And as it is, we received a report and acknowledged the report. I'd just like to move a motion, the following motion, that council write to the relevant federal and state government ministers asking for assistance to fully fund the upgrade to the crosstown access cross-town access caused by Inland Rail's modifications to existing town access, with particular reference to Kemp Street Bridge and North Juno Underpass.
Okay, have we got a seconder for that one, Councillor? Okay, Councillor Clinton has seconded.
And references to recommendation 12 in the report. It says that on page 36, where the Inland Rail route bisects regional towns to the disruption that additional traffic, train traffic causes should be addressed by appropriate modifications to limit noise and enable adequate cross-town access if that has not already been done. As Inland Rail train traffic increases significantly, the possibility to bypass the town should be investigated and easements protected for a new bypass corridor. So it fits into that category that Kemp Street Bridge falls into that line, that we are being heavily disrupted by Inland Rail. We are getting a new bridge, yes, but the approaches and stuff, as we know, are up to council's responsibility to fund, which is a $2 million hole possibly to the council's budget, which we can't afford. And it is also going to severely affect the Central Crossing, which now takes a lot of the heavy vehicles through town. And so with the increasing amount of traffic on that line, it's going to disrupt heavy vehicles. So we should be following through on his recommendation 12 and getting stuck into the federal government and also the state government to try and get funding to fix our problem, which has been caused by them. And it also note that the traffic study, which is still in abeyance but will be probably adopted at the next meeting, does heavily rely on upgrades to that intersection to get it workable for Juno. So,
good point. You mentioned state. Was that in state government? Is that in your original?
Yes, it was.
Very good. Okay. Any speakers against? All right. Sounds like a pretty reasonable motion to me. All those in favour? Those against? I'll declare that carried. And if the staff need any clarification on that, you'll speak to Councillor Carter afterwards. Welcome, Councillor Austin. Okay, we'll move on to investments and bank balances. Move Councillor Halliburton, second to Councillor Clinton. Any discussion? I'll put that. Those in favour? Those against? I'll declare that carried.
439.
Okay, item four. Bear with me while I move on. It's a development application for Four Waterworks Road. Somebody like to move that one? Councillor Clinton. Second to Councillor Cook. Any discussion? I'll put that. Those in favour? Well, you need to see your hands for this one. Sorry, by the way. I'll declare that unanimously carried. Thank you, councillors. Item five, which is a development application for 14 DeSalis Street, Old Junee. Move Councillor Cook and second to Councillor Asmus. And some discussion. Councillor Carter, you'd like to say something?
Question probably to the planning department. I noticed in there that they're stipulating a 60,000 litre, minimum 60,000 litre water tank, unless it Goldenfield supplies water. Can we put a stipulation on that tank that it'd be fitted for with staunch fittings for firefighting purposes? Or is that outside the parameters of the council doing that?
I'll hand over to Rowan for that one, thanks.
For you, Mr. Mayor, yeah, we can definitely add that to the condition list before that goes out to the applicant.
Is that, Mr. Mayor, does that need a motion or something to add into that?
I would have thought our staff will note that they're pretty trustworthy these days, Councillor Carter.
That's fine. I'm just trying to make sure T's across and I's dotted.
So. Yep. I would just for your information, the council I'm working at the moment, Forbeshire, anything out in the rural area, they ask for a dedicated 20,000 litre supply for bushfire fighting only. So, anyway, just interesting how different councillors.
Oh, not even connected to the house.
No. It's dedicated, so it's always 20,000 litres for firefighting purposes.
In the same vein, there was a house out in Ullabo which were put in, and the bottom half of the tank can't be used for domestic.
Yeah, so the draw off for the house is
halfway up the tank.
Located higher. Same thing.
So the bottom half is always full for firefighting purposes.
Mm. Something to think about for the future, perhaps.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Now, what are we doing? Did we put that motion?
I don't know whether they put their hands
we
on it.
We haven't had a vote.
No, sorry. Any other discussion on that matter? No, I'll put that then. Need to see your hands again, folks. Unanimously carried. Thank you very much. Moving down to, we'll catch up here in a moment. Where were we? Item six. Related to 659 Juno Road. Someone like to move that one? Councillor Cook, a seconder, please. Councillor, I think Councillor Knight might have just snuck in there, Councillor Austin. Any discussion? All right, I'll put that. Those in favour, just see your hands again, please, folks. Okay, again, declare that unanimously carried. Thank you, councillors. Well, we're down to delegates' reports. It's a quick, smart little move there. Let me just scroll through. Councillor Knight, I'd just like to thank you for attending that Take Charge forum and for organising for some of the students to attend next May's meeting. Very good. Well done.
At the moment, I'm just waiting on the high school to give permission. It has to go through their executive, and because it's out of school time, I'm just not 100% sure what the parameters are, but they will get back to me, hopefully.
All right. Thank you very much for following that through. It's a great thing that Rerock run. And
just also for council information, there were 8 places paid for by Junior Shire Council, I think, at the time, but only students were able to go on the day.
Yeah, disappointing, but better than
4 students that was...
Yep, 4. Yep. Exactly. All right, thank you. What else have we got?
Me again.
Very good. Do we? Yep. We want to. Sorry, to get a mover and seconder for Councillor Knight's report on.
Might be moving it.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Councillor Knight's moving it. Yeah. Who was first with their hand up? Anyone like to take? Councillor Clinton's still got his hand up, so he gets the gong for seconding. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried. We've got the Riverina Regional Library report. Is that right?
Yeah.
Thanks. Yes.
I'd like to move that this report be accepted. When you get down to.
We'll just get a seconder first, Councillor Halliburton, and then we'll take it away. Councillor Austin seconding. Thank you. Take it away, please.
I'm about 2/3 of the way down. I've mentioned about Riverina Regional, about Trove, which allows people in places like Junee to access the National Library for family histories and various other things, which is a very important facility. At the meeting, we were asked to ask council to move a motion to recommend that to the various people to inject more money in this. But on the 3rd of April, the federal government committed $9 million over the next 3 years. So we're still waiting to see how the $9 million will factor in.
Encouraging, though, I would suggest.
Encouraging to see that they are seeing the value in Trove.
Mm.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
About
It is a fantastic resource, Trove. It's just,
I'd also like to say that, in an indirect aside, that our Junee Library is chugging along very well. I'm really impressed with the number of activities that...
The school holiday activities are terrific, aren't they? Thank you, Councillor.
Children love going to the children's part of the library.
Yeah, it's a great facility. Thank you. All those in favour then? I'll declare that carried. Thank you. Junee Sports Committee.
I'd like to move that the report be accepted by Council.
A seconder, please. Councillor Rasmus. All those in favour? Declare that carried. Once again, down to the information booklet. Councillor Carter. Yeah,
just a couple of quick ones. Well, shame at times, isn't it? But the Rockview Crossing, I see, is upgrade. Is that now completed, or are we still waiting for our 16 weeks to go through to get the final signs up?
Who could answer that one?
Well, through you, Mr. Mayor, to the best of my knowledge, it's incomplete.
Yep, that's right. I noticed here in the sewage system, the smoke testing, is that to see if there's any broken pipes or something? How's that?
Illegal connections, basically. So what happens is, sort of my area. So a lot of people put their stormwater into the council sewer system, which is illegal, and this detects them because the smoke comes out the drain pipe. Yep, so they put it down into the main, and then the smoke just naturally follows like a chimney up. So you just look for the smoke out of people's guttering, basically.
Oh, I saw
detecting
that.
Illegal connections, basically, is what it's about.
Right, I saw some smoke coming out of a potential illegal collection.
There we go. It's one of your properties, is it, Councillor Halliburton?
Nothing whatsoever. It was as I was driving along Main Street, I'm sure that the sewage people would have seen it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the answer.
It can detect some breakages in the mains too.
Oh, yeah.
But it serves a dual purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It was an interesting comment, an interesting reply, because on the Country Hour today on the ABC, I was talking about Hastings Council and illegal connections with sewage, excess water in the sewage system on heavy downfalls for that same reason.
It can totally overload your treatment works, of course, you can imagine.
Mm. So maybe we should send that report up to them to check all illegal.
I'm sure they were aware of it.
And the last one, Mr. Mayor, in the DAs, just, well, Rowan might know where 1573 Bufunga Road is. Took us two subdivisions. Not got anything against it, I just curious to know where it fell into place. DA 2023-13.
Got any thoughts on that one, Rowan?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I believe it was just a boundary adjustment. Just, some succession planning, I believe. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? All right. Thank you. No notices of motion or late business. No questions without... Oh, sorry. With notice? No. I guess that takes us to the end of the meeting. Councillors, must be almost a record. So I'll declare...
Got 18 minutes late and I missed half the meeting.
I'll declare the meeting closed at not quite 4:50 p.m. Thank you, councillors.
World record.
I think 4:50. That's just because we're...